Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about an aspect of life that can be particularly challenging for a lot of people, and that is the place of work or lack of work. In our day-to-day lives, our occupation, our work, what we do to earn a living is, when you think about it, is a considerable part of not only our week in relation to time, the amount of time spent at work and things like that, but also a huge part of our life as well as our identity. Our ability to work is the means by which we are able to resource ourselves in the capitalist society that we live in. And if you need any proof of just how important our work is to our sense of identity and things like that, have a think back to the last time you found yourself in a new situation, whether it be meeting someone at a dinner party, attending a new group, or you met someone for the first time. Think about the questions that you ask, the questions that come up straight away. And one of the first ones is, then what do you do for a living? What do you do for work? And that's because work is so central to our lives at the moment. It makes sense that people who are out of work can experience a whole variety of issues as a result of that. And I guess it's also true that any type of unemployment is a really complex combination of factors, a complex and very individual variety of barriers and issues that stop people from working. And also, it's really important to consider that some of these issues can be personal and familial, but they can also be society-wide or community-wide. And I think, unfortunately, it's really, really easy to demonize the person who's not working or unable to work. And it's a little bit harder to take a step away and to see some of the social conditions, some of the society-wide conditions, some of the economic conditions, which may be contributing to that individual not being able to work. So that's this week's mind game. You know, practice stepping away and seeing the individual in context, and actually gives us a much better picture of things like unemployment and why people aren't able to work. In terms of the personal impact of unemployment, massive impact on individuals, everything from financial stress to increased incidence of depression and anxiety as people are unable to work, a decrease in self-esteem, and that can lead to things like family breakdown and a whole variety of other issues. And unfortunately, I mean, all of those issues, when you think about it, actually make gaining employment that much more difficult. That's a really sad irony, I believe. Whenever we're talking about unemployment, because it's such an individual issue, it's also an individual response as well. And so every individual has to find their own way of being able to cope with the fact that they're not working. More generally, some of the things that I work with people all the time and suggest all the time when it comes to helping them to kind of cope and manage the fact that they're unemployed is volunteering. And that's because volunteering has all of the benefits of actually being employed, but none of the financial gain. And some of these benefits spread everything from the ability to socialize and work as part of a team, the ability to gather and feel a sense of meaning and purpose at the end of a shift, the ability to pass a day or two during the week. All of these things are likely to help the individual feel better about their situation, have much, you know, more likelihood of increased positive feelings. And actually, my experience has been, and what some of the research suggests, is that people that volunteer are actually more likely to be able to find themselves paid employment as well through community networks and through proof of the ability to work really, really well. And at the very least, people that volunteer are going to have a lot more support, people that they can refer to for references when they are seeking positions, and just another way to be able to pass their time and to feel good about themselves. So it's a really, really positive thing, I think. So there's some tips to find your way to work this week with Mind Games.